Utah lawmakers faced some tough choices last month. They had to cut $850 million from the state budget to make up for lost tax revenue due to the pandemic. They cut back most new funding. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on a rural mobile health program that's still moving forward.
On a Saturday afternoon last year, two parents in northern Utah were really worried about their teenage son. He'd had a history of depression and had been spending more time in his room than normal. He also hadn't been washing his hair or eating well. The parents called the crisis line for the Stabilization Mobile Response Team for Children. Within an hour, Bear River mental health social worker Adam Bowman showed up at their house with a mobile response team. Things were worse than the parents realized.
I could tell he'd been holding on to it for a while and was pretty scared.
Bowman sat in the hallway outside the teenager's room and tried talking to him.
The youth was on their bed and initially didn't want to really talk. Gradually was able to get the person to discuss the concerns and was able to build rapport to where the youth mentioned more than the parents were aware of.
He told Bowman he wanted to kill himself and had knives he was planning to use. Bowman says setting up a traditional outpatient therapy appointment would have meant waiting days or even weeks for help, and
it would have been hard to get that much information in a traditional 50-minute therapy session where you're just meeting for the first time.
Bowman says that's because these home visits are longer and take place in a familiar environment. 90% of their calls, he says, are resolved without transporting the person to an inpatient facility. But in this case, it was clear the teenager still wanted to harm himself, so he was admitted to the hospital for more help. Right now, Bear River Mental Health only has mobile outreach teams for people under 21. Since they implemented the program, mental health-related hospitalizations have gone down 21%. That's why CEO Beth Smith was so excited when funding for adult mobile outreach teams was approved in March.
And we saw how wonderfully successful the children's has been up here in Cache County. And when I saw that, I just could not get, and I cannot get, the adult version of that fast enough.
She says not only is it effective at stabilizing children in crisis, it also saves money.
So if an individual lands in the emergency room, the chances of the cost of that averaging about $9,000 is very high.
And sending a mobile response team costs about $400, she says. Bear River has now received $500,000 from the state to start a mobile outreach team for adults in northern Utah. They'll be staffed with a peer support specialist and a social worker. They also include a licensed therapist that Bear River will be sharing with other rural health providers. Republican Representative Steve Elison sponsored the bill that's making this possible. He says he made the case to his fellow lawmakers that it would actually save the state money in the long term by cutting down Medicaid and policing costs. Elison says the anti-police brutality protests and calls to divert police funding to social services also contributed.
Because the bill funded additional mobile crisis outreach teams that can often, you know, replace a police officer in a nonviolent situation involving somebody with a mental health issue.
While this move doesn't take any money away from law enforcement, Black Lives Matter Utah founder Lex Scott says it's a step in the right direction. An estimated 500,000 people with a serious mental illness are incarcerated across the country.
And so we need to take that money that is spent on mass incarcerating mentally ill people and put it back into treating mentally ill people, because it's not illegal to be mentally ill.
But she says she'd like to see the mobile outreach team service integrated into 911 dispatch. Bowman, the counselor from Bear River Mental Health, says his team has acted as a replacement for police several times before. About 10 months ago, they helped a family that usually called police when their son became belligerent and confrontational to take him to a youth shelter.
I was able to help calm the youth down and then come together literally at their kitchen table.
They came up with a plan, and Bowman says the child hasn't been in a youth shelter since. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.